Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. Pomp on his way back at some point from Dublin. I believe he will be in on Wednesday. You can expect me in this time slot again tomorrow. Joe attending to some family matters in Buffalo, so we wish him the best doing that. Austin Bechtold, our guy City Limits, is here with me for the four-hour ride as well, and you at 412-928-9370. A lot of callers want to chime in after a 24-21 Steelers victory in Dublin yesterday. They are 3-1 going into the bye week. Let's hear from you at 412-928-9370. A legendary fan caller, Anthony in Oakland. What's going on, Anthony?
Thank you, Donnie. Hey, Donnie, were you familiar with that rule about retaining possession of the fumble, that your own fumble, even if you're out of bounds?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think that call stinks.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have possession of the ball. He touched the ball, but he didn't have possession. He
right,
was out of
bounds. And you would think too, Anthony, with all of like the illegal touching rules, wouldn't that
right.
fall under that category?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it seemed the announcers were surprised too, but they checked on it. It's a rule. It's one that needs to be changed. And I'd also like to change that horse collar of a quarterback in the pocket. A horse collar is a horse collar.
Yeah, I think that's a bizarre one, too. I mean, if a horse collar takes place, if you're going to call it elsewhere, why, like, call it everywhere?
You know, Chuck Clark was the one who blew the coverage on Addison. You could tell because I watched it again today. The other Slay and Elliott were where they were supposed to. Clark was supposed to stay deep. He comes up and lets him run right past them. They turn around and see him run right past. You just saw the horror on their faces. And Clark, this is not the first time he's done that. I don't know if we'll see Clark after that, because I know if I saw it on the film, they saw that on the film. It was Clark's play. He's supposed to be deep.
And now with Elliott back, that's going to already take away at what that guy would do.
And you know what? One more quick thing, if you don't mind, Donnie.
Absolutely.
I know the coach loves Rodgers because we know Mike Tomlin. We've seen him since 2007. To go up 13, he kicks the field goal. He let them talk him out. I bet he won't let them talk him out again.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to kick the field goal. I want to be up 13 because that field goal kicker last week kicked almost a 60-yarder. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it being up 3. I wanted to be up 6.
Yeah, Anthony, I don't think he will let them try and do that again. I also think that play right around the end zone, it felt to me like, okay, you want to go for it. Let's just throw a very basic vanilla play call at you. They didn't do anything creative. Ball was on, what, the 4 or 5 yard line. That's a spot where you maybe work in a play that you would run on like a 2-point conversion, put the game away. And they didn't do that. That was an odd one to me too. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And as I look at things more, the game ball segment is going to be a tough one once we get past 11 o'clock. So maybe some people can help me out at 412-928-9370. We will take your calls all morning. And up next, we go to Ron in the car. What's going on, Ron?
What's up, guys? Got a few things. Number one, I thought Broderick Jones played better, had a good game. Number two, Sam Mallow in pass coverage, pretty bad. I don't know if that's a direct correlation with Jones, the way he's been playing in pass coverage. You know, Sam Mallow, when he pulls, very good run blocker. Pass coverage, not great. And, hey, I want to get you guys' take on this one, too. Should Franklin win for two in regulation?
Oh, from the Penn State game. Well, I'll let Austin answer that one.
Well, it's funny you say that, Ron, because that is actually something that I was talking to my sister about, my sister's boyfriend about, the people behind us at the game about. Like, in this situation, do you go for it? And the guy behind me, I said, I would strongly consider it. The guy behind me was like, no, you have all the momentum, go to overtime, and just continue to ride the high that you're on. And ultimately, I did agree with that. Franklin said no, there was no consideration of going for two. I'm ultimately okay with it and playing for overtime because of those factors. And it started out like playing at the 25-yard line going into the student section. The defense just did not get a stop. The offense went right down the field, scored a touchdown. I'm okay with them not going for two. It just ultimately ended up with a Drew Aller play that we will talk about at noon.
I think it's easy for me to say in hindsight I would have gone for it. It just felt like with the flow of the game, that Oregon defense was gassed at that point because Penn State had gone and scored 14 unanswered. So it would be cherry picking for me to say like, oh, you know, I was watching the game in bed on Saturday night and I'm yelling at the TV to go for it. I think I would have, but it's easy to say given how the game came to an end. But yeah, we will get to the college football weekend around noon. 412-928-9370 to join the convo here. Steelers beating the Vikings 24-21 yesterday. Rich is in Carmichael's. Now he's on the Fan. What's going on, Rich?
Hi there.
Yep. What's up, Rich?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Rich.
Donnie, you do a good job, my friend. I'm glad you're a Wayne Smith College grad, but
thank
I want to say yesterday's game, the running game made a big difference and made it easier for Rodgers to make some of the decisions in the passing game. So I give him an A-plus in the running game. But the last thing I want to say, my friend, I had a vision, and I'm looking for Omar to trade either Fireman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or what's his name? The other guy is Highsmith, and they're going to try to get a wide receiver, which they definitely need. That's all I have to say. And keep up the good work.
All right, Rich, I appreciate that call. Yeah, I mean the receiver conversation, one that we'll have a little bit later. The injury to Calvin Austin that opens up things at wide receiver two. I mean what. What are they going to do there? And then if you run into an injury with DK Metcalf at any point, you are in a lot of trouble fast because it's down to three guys. So maybe there is something that happens before we hit the trade deadline is still quite a ways away, but the Steelers are looking like they will be in position again to be a buyer for that. 412 928-9370. Matt in Manor. What's up, Matt?
Donnie, Austin, what's going on, fellas?
Nothing much, man. What do you got?
Nothing, man. I just, I'm with limits. I'm commiserating this weekend. I'm a Penn State alum. Obviously, a little bummed out about that. I'll have to call back at noon. We'll talk that. But I wanted to call. I know you said about giving out game balls. I got two. One is for the sweetest jazz musician you've ever seen run a football, Kenny G. Man, he changed up the whole dynamic. The offensive line looked like they were moving bodies against, mind you, a very good Minnesota front seven. They got a lot of push. They got a lot of momentum forward. And then for me, 1,000% player of the game, play of the game, has got to be Peyton Wilson. I mean, that dude, I don't know if you guys saw this. I think I saw on Instagram or Twitter, he set a land speed record for top speed reach for a linebacker chasing down a guy who's a very fast, very athletic. Everybody who's a Pitt fan remembers Jordan Addison.
Yep.
He chased that dude down in the open field. I mean, that play won us the game. And I'm going to say that. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, because that created three more offensive plays that Minnesota had to burn clock. They could have very easily gotten the ball back with a minute and some change and a timeout if we don't make two defensive stops right there on the goal line. If not for Peyton Wilson, I think Mike Tomlin's on the hot seat this morning.
Very, very, very well put, Matt. I mean, I don't know if Mike Tomlin will ever be on the proverbial hot seat, but that play for Peyton Wilson, it shows up in the stat sheet as just another tackle, one of the 13 that he had. But that hustle does not go unnoticed. I mean, I think he showed yesterday that he's clearly the fastest off-ball linebacker they have had since Ryan Shazier. Shazier had that freakish-type speed and athleticism. Peyton Wilson chased down a guy that won the Biletnikoff Award in college, a guy that is a very, very good wide receiver in the NFL. One of the budding best wide receiver twos, I would say, in the league, along with Justin Jefferson. You chase that guy down, you save a touchdown for the time being. And like you said, Matt, and I touched on it in that first segment, that saved them a valuable, 90 seconds? You know, time went off the clock in a precious moment of the game. You go down to see what happened at that point in the game. The 81-yard pass, he gets taken down at the 1-yard line. They had to run three plays. That play took place with 3:25 to go. They scored the touchdown with 2:13 to go. That was a huge play. A massive play at that point in the game. 412-928-9370. Eric and Carrick. What's up, Eric?
Good morning. Yesterday was as great a day for Pittsburgh football fans as Saturday was a miserable one, with Cleveland and Baltimore also losing, and of course tonight go Denver. The Steelers have a lot of games that they win and you feel like they're lucky. This was not one of them. I really did feel like we were the superior team, and if anything, if we had had a little bit of different luck, we would have won by a lot more. Would have been out of reach with that fumble for a touchdown that, you know, was called back for a weird rule, and then that interception where they said he bobbled it. Those were awfully close, but we still won. But if there's a one rule that I would vote for a change, it would be that Mike Tomlin should be legally prohibited from ever using the phrase, "We don't live in our fears." I see Philadelphia go for it. I see Detroit go for it all the time. And I don't know a Steeler fan who is not apoplectic that we didn't go for it, and then we punted it out of the end zone. That was the weirdest. It looked like we were trying to go for the first-round draft pick in next year's draft. So that was inexplicable to me. I want to know what you guys thought.
That's the thing about that punt late in the game. And I think Corliss Waitman, for the most part, does a pretty good job. He's a decent NFL punter. I don't think he's, you know, an all-time great or anything. He's not Shane Leckler. He's not Ray Guy. But he booted that thing right into the end zone. It was a net of, 19 yards? He didn't really even try to down the ball. And if he did, he would have fooled me thinking that that's what he wanted to happen. because he just crushed it right out of the end zone. And that set up the Vikings with some life. I mean, think about that drive differently, too. If he does punt the football and he downs it inside the five, that's, you know, that is a big difference at that stage in the game. Or even if the ball does hit the ground at the 5 or 10 yard line and then rolls in, kind of a bad luck roll. Ball got booted right into the end zone.
Donnie, we had the epitome of living in your fears this weekend with James Franklin punting from the 36-yard line of Oregon, and then Mike Tomlin punting from the 40-yard line of the Vikings. Both resulted in touchbacks. Great job flipping the field, guys. Great job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.